Hello everyone and welcome to my show, Fit Life, Healthy Mind and Body. My name is Natalia Kotowska and I will be your host. This is UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. With over 13 years of international experience in sport and fitness, years of studies, I would like to share my experience, knowledge and most importantly, my endless love and passion for living a healthy lifestyle for my mental and physical well-being. On this show, we will be talking about fitness, sport, healthy living, nutrition, and fitness fads. We will be answering your questions, we will have guest speakers, and what's most importantly, we will exercise together. Yes, you heard me right. In every episode, we will have a healthy dose of exercise that we will do together. So we won't just talk about fit life, we will actually experience the fit life together. Are you ready? Then let's go. Today's show topic is You've Got the Power, a woman's guide to developing inner strength. How often do you put your own needs first, my ladies? A recent survey found that 70% of Canadian mothers don't list themselves among their top three priorities. Over half the women surveyed admitted putting off a doctor's appointment, a physical activity, or better food choices because they put other people's needs first. It is hard to feel personally empowered when you don't consider your own needs important. Our guest today is Tamara Kramer. She's a dancer, a business owner, creative mogul, but she would say she's a woman on a mission. She developed her career in the dance and entertainment industry, working around the world. Throughout Tamara's incredible journey, she has learned tough lessons and overcome numerous obstacles, which she uses to help women, creatives, and business achieve their success. Her life experience traveling into fitness world and starting to be a life coach has got her to develop a new love for her Women's Academy and public speaking. Tamara, welcome to the show.
Well, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Well, by the way, guys, we just arrived actually at the studio. We're not doing today Zoom, so we're actually sitting in a comfy studio recording for you. And with me today is Tamara Kramer. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation on my behalf and UK Health Radio listeners.
Thank you, Natalia.
What are you doing, Tamara? What you're not doing?
Well, tell us more. I just anything that's related to health and fitness and my women, I'm in it. So just. I'm sure we're going to go through it. But
yes, we will. So today's topic is You've Got the Power, a woman's guide to developing inner strength. And I thought it's very important to talk about it just because I feel like we women are so harsh on ourselves and we underrate it very often. We don't earn enough as we should. We're unfortunately not treated the same way sometimes as men are. So I thought, why not talk about it? And why not talk about it with someone who is actually specialized in this? So tell us more about Women's Academy. Tell us more about your life coaching. What's your agenda?
Okay, so I actually started as a dance and fitness instructor, like many of us do. And over the years, with the experiences that you go through, unfortunately, you learn your lessons and you have no choice but to probably change your career lines. And I decided to take a different approach, a different direction, and that's where the life coaching started. I can say that it's been probably one of the best things I've ever done.
When did you start?
That was in 2016. I actually decided to, I went through a very traumatic personal situation like many us women do. And in 2016, just decided to start from a small course and just thought, okay, let's just have a look and see what this is all about. So it was life coaching and a part of the counseling side of things. So yeah, it was a very interesting course and it's still doing it because you can't stop as a coach. You got to keep doing it on a regular basis.
So would you say your personal experience was the major factor why you started the life coaching, or is there any other background to your interest about psychology and life coaching?
You know, when I was a little bit younger, I always really wanted to do the psychology side of things because I love talking to people. I love talking to anybody that can actually teach me. But what I will say, it's one of the things where if you don't really like studying too much, you find it a little bit hard to go to university, to take those 3 to 5 years to study a degree. And that was not really for me. And in between loving the entertainment industry, loving the health and fitness, it was very hard. So yes, I think the life experience is what got me to do it. Because as when we're younger, we just want to do the fun side of things. We want to, oh, I want to do this, I want to jump into that. But we don't see the reality of what life is all about. And for me, it was more the, okay, I got to this stage of life. These situations I'm going through is something that I could maybe put into helping women, which obviously I'm a woman. So, you know, what's better than helping women that go into situations like mine? A personal one, psychologically, having a business adventure. Then I just put it together and I thought, you know what? I think it's time to do something different. And it's definitely life experience more than anything.
All right, so since we talk about life experience, if you can, maybe you cannot, but just be honest with us, share it maybe. What was that life experience, or what was the emotional, mental, and maybe the business that you went through, if you can?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I will say that it's one of these things when we're younger, and I always think this way, we all have this little fairy tale we want to go through, we want to get married, have our kids, and just go forward in life in a way where everybody else has. Your mom has done it, your auntie's done it, and unfortunately my situation was a little bit strange. They say it comes out of a movie, and having a relationship with somebody on a long term, close to 10 years, and finding out that they are being bisexual or gay, whatever you want to call it, it was very traumatic. It was actually very difficult to deal with, but it's an experience that, you know, you can take as a positive, or you can just frustrate yourself and think, why is it happening to me? At that point, yes, why is it happening to me? But the person that you wanted to marry and have your kids and continue your life journey didn't work out that way, and it wasn't going to be that person you thought, and you create that fairy tale, then the approach comes different to life. It's a different idea of what life is all about.
That must be very hard to find out that your 10-year relationship and your partner is someone who you did not expect to be. So
yeah, it is very hard, but it's something, as I would say, that at that time you're totally destroyed. You know, you go through your depressions, your anxieties, your doubts. You even can have some suicidal thoughts that you didn't expect, because you think when you're young, oh, I don't understand why people go through something like this. But those situations are very much something that will mark and will make you as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Who was there for you? Because, you know, now you're for those people who are going through what you've been through, or at least something related. Was there anyone there for you to help you to go through those moments?
There was definitely my mom and dad. My dad was my strongest pillar, because I didn't want to tell my mom really the full story of what was going on, because moms are extremely emotional and sensitive. That's what we are as women. It's just we naturally like this. So my dad is the person that really was there for me, and my best friend.
Wow. Okay. So why, apart from your personal stories and you know, your interests, why you choose to work with women the most? Because as I can see, you have your Woman Academy, and you're very interested in empowering other females. Yes. Why women? Why not men? Why not both? Why that's your sector?
I mean, in the future, there might be a possibility where I'm thinking, you know, let's do the Men Academy. But at the moment, the reason why I focus on women is because what I've realized is we don't have enough help. We're not considered, as you said in the beginning of the interview, and we're not being valued the way that I think we should. We're strong. We can do things that a lot of people underestimated us as women. So because of my experience being a woman, that's what I wanted to do it. And what I realized as well, just to put it into it, is everything that goes on social media touched me very much. Having the perfect physique, being the perfect woman, you have to look in a certain way. And that can really create a lot of insecurities for women. So if that's something that, you know, it happens to us women in general, and trying to idolize, why not opening the eyes and helping, especially the next generation of women or women my age, to just see life on a different approach. Why would I not do it?
Do you think this is a man's world?
No.
Do you think women are the weaker gender?
Yes.
Why is that?
But not weaker because we are. It's weaker because we've been seen as to be. Mm-hmm. But it's not. That's not the case. Do I think it's a men's world because that's what goes into James Brown's song, and the song is actually very powerful? Yes, it's a men's world, but it wouldn't be anything without a woman. So is it really a men's world? Can they handle things without us? Is the world made to be seen that way? Or is it really something that is just being seen that way, but it's not really the truth?
Mm-hmm. So what's your main goal with your life coaching? How do you start it? How do you open your course if you have your ladies? You know, what's the first thing that you would do with them?
The reason why I opened the Women Academy back in 2019, the end of 18 to 19, it's because I wanted to just see something that I haven't seen myself here in the UK, which is an environment and community for women that will involve not just coaching and sitting down in a room, but to experience situations and experiences and adventures by movement, by dance, by fitness, then obviously putting the coaching into it. So it creates a whole experience. That's why I created the Women Academy.
Mm-hmm. And so when you start, do you guys have a meeting at the beginning? Do you have a talk or you go straight to the point?
We actually, when I start with them, we have an introduction just very quickly, but I don't want to make it too technical. Okay, we sit in a classroom like we're in university or we're in a college, and then suddenly it becomes, oh, here we go, another place where I'm going to sit down, take notes, and then take it in. No, let's take it in with movement. Let's take it in with an adventure. Let's take it in with things they don't even know what they go through. My women can tell you that the experience in Women Academy, it's, I don't know what I'm going to get, what's going to happen that day. And it's something that's the way I wanted to do it. Why will you have to know? Does life tell you what's coming?
Yeah, very true. So you just recently done your workshops with females, and I've seen they've done a lot of physical activities.
Yes.
Which is a very important part of our show because it's all about the mental and physical health together. And I've seen they've done a photo shoot and obviously the lecture side. So how did they respond to so much activity, which is the dance part, the modeling, the walk, the fitness activities? What was the feedback? How did they react? And how do you see that being a part of the journey and the mental strength, the inner strength?
So let's just think about something. How many women, they go to school, they go university, they get married, have kids, and never ever get the chance to, one, is step into a gym, two, put some heels on and feel totally empowerment because it makes them feel like a different woman. Three, in front of a camera with a professional photographer that's worked in the industry, magazines, fitness, judging, you know, fitness competitions, and then be able to sit down with women from the community that are going through situations like them. Clearly, all these activities are activities for women that are not in the industry. They're for regular women. So it's not just, okay, Women Academy is for somebody that's, you know, in dance or is in fitness. No, this is for everybody. Just because I've been involved in that industry, that doesn't mean that anybody related to the women coaching cannot be part of it. This is the reason why I do it. Why wouldn't you have the chance? If I can do it, why can't you?
Do you see physical activity as a big part of your mental health?
There is no other way. If we can think that, you know, the movement, going to the gym, doing a dance class and just being able to do activities that you normally don't do, think about how much your brain and how much your whole energy on your body is going to change. That's what's really going to help. What other way? Help me.
I mean, for me, it's all about physical activity. I would not be able to function in this world. And I say that every time with anyone who I speak or even if I'm here, that my medicine to anything related, life, stress, nerves, it's a sport, fitness, any form of activity. So I don't see any other way. But I know people who are very still on the kind of defense mode to this, and they see more mental health as maybe medication or maybe counseling, which I don't disagree with. But my experience shows that physical health, physical activity, is my mental health.
I mean, you do fitness. You, yeah. Apart from doing the radio, you know exactly what it is. You know, you train people. You know, just train women. You train everybody, and they, you know what comes out after this, after a class. It's not just it's not just an opinion. You can see the results of it.
And yeah, it's endorphin, the hormone of happiness, obviously. Okay. But it's just that feeling that you get after, that empowerment. That's how I call it. I feel so strong, empowered. I'm apart from feeling strong mentally, the body, how it feels, and then the look of it is an extra bonus and something that no other feelings can give me personally. But because you deal with you know, different type of crowd and females who are going through very different experiences, I was always curious, how do they react to such a high amount of physical activity that you do with them? And you know, you're not the person that pet them or pet them, be very like super nice. You're the trainer type that says like, we're just gonna do it and that's it. There's no other way.
That's right.
You don't ask them really much, do you want it? You just tell them this is what's gonna be.
Oh no, if any of the women turn up to a women academy session and they said, I don't do that, first of all, I ask them if they've got any injuries, and secondly, if they've got any mental issues, and clearly they say no. So if at any point anybody does not want to be part of it or doesn't want to do something because I've never done it before, then one, you have the encouragement. Two, if you don't want to do it, you got to go, because that means you don't want to find the growth. And that's what, as a coach, what I want to do with women. You got to come out of your box at any time if you want to create anything that will help you to become a better version of yourself. There's no other way.
So if someone is very stuck up and doesn't want to do it, what do you do with them? How do you approach them? If they, you know, if they say like, no, I'm not ready for that, I don't want to do it, and they really on the defense mode.
So I'm going to give you an example. On my last Women Academy, I did had an experience with a woman that's never ever actually had an experience in front of the camera. No, I've never done it. I don't look great. I'm not like this. I'm not like that. And I just said to her, listen, one of the things that you got to think is, why are you here for? Why did you come to Women Academy for? Did you come to do your regular thing, what you do on a regular basis, and what you do on an everyday, day by day? Or you come here to find your growth, to find something new? We talk, we go side to side, and I have them crying. No, I can't do that. No, it's making me anxious. So I put them to the side and just have a quick word. And it doesn't take them long to realize that, wait a minute, I've stepped into this room with all these women. I want Tamara to help me out on this. Why am I limiting myself? Why would you limit your brain to it? Clearly you want growth. You haven't had a good experience in life. You want to become a better woman. Why will you stop yourself?
So how to develop the inner power that is our subject is related to?
So I would say that every single bad experience that you have, take it as a positive. Look at the situation that you go through and find a way to see the positive. A lot of people think, well, you know, this person, I had this relationship, which is what happened to me. I had this relationship with this person. What a waste of time. It wasn't a waste of time. You had some really good moments. You had some really good memories. And then now what you're going to think is, you take those memories and those experiences and mistakes that you've probably done in that relationship into the next one for you to become better, for you to be more comfortable, for you to know that you can go further. Just because a relationship doesn't work doesn't mean the next one is not going to work. And another thing is that one thing I always tell the girls is, do not do the same thing you do on a regular basis. If you wake up in the morning every single day at 8 a.m., wake up at 7:50. Go for a 5-minute walk, breathe, take a meditation moment, listen to yourself. You gotta come out of that box for you to be able to do something good. If you're on a regular basis, you're constantly doing the same, your brain gets too comfortable. And what happens? There's no development. Take a trip by yourself. Spend money on something you never have. Wear different shoes. Put different makeup. Don't wear makeup that day. Why wouldn't you do it? And also, as a last thing, it's, as much as you spend time with people, because I think it's a beautiful thing. A lot of people are like, I just want to do me, me, me. No, you got to spend time with people, but you also need to spend time with yourself. So then you'll be able to find a balance in your inner soul. And that's what I believed on, where your energy can be clean and can be help for you to be on your own when you need to, not to feel lonely, and to be able to be better with others.
Mm-hmm. And so if someone has a problem with that, for example, I don't know, either way, either they cannot be by themselves or they depend on people too much.
Okay.
How to challenge them to somehow find the strength, find that guidance within themselves, I believe,
mm-hmm.
to progress.
So I could say that I was one of them people that will be with people 24/7. Even when I used to get home, I was like, oh, I feel lonely. I need to call somebody. I need to be around somebody. It's like you feel lonely for what reason? You're not lonely. If you want to call a friend, you're going to call a friend and somebody's going to be there. Or I need to get married because otherwise people are not going to see me the same way as somebody else. If somebody has that anxiety just because they want to follow up what everybody else does, they need time by themselves. You need to be able to cry. You got to cry it. You got to talk about it. Go and get some therapy. Go and get a coach. Go and get a psychologist. Have some mental support. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. But a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They just get themselves on that little circle and they go into their little cave, as men cave, women cave, and they don't want to talk about it. They think there's something wrong with them if they talk about it. But who is perfect? Who is perfect, Natalia? Who tells you that you have to be this, 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 this? Why can you not have your flaws and then find the time to then have that progress as a woman? Why do you have to go and depend on somebody else? Why do you got to find somebody to give you that strength? You can find it yourself. Go and find a different hobby. Go and find some, talk to somebody. Be around positive people. Stay away from the drama. Stay away from anybody that's trying to put you down. But you need that time. You got to remember something. And this is what, you know, my Tony Robbins team tells me from my life coaching, developing of what I'm doing. Motion creates an action creates motion. Emotion creates an emotion. So if you're not moving forward, doing something different, you're not going to help yourself to feel better. So if your emotions are negative, you're staying in bed, you don't get up to a different time, you're always doing the same routine, as I said, that motion is going to create what emotion? Negativity. But if you get out of bed and you talk to yourself and you think, today I'm going to do this, I'm going to go for a run, it's going to be a better day. Affirmations, every single day to create the right what?
Emotion.
The right emotion.
Yeah.
So this is what I always say, there is always a way forward,
mm-hmm.
always.
And, you know, what would you advise to ladies that are very busy, they have kids, they not necessarily have that time on a daily basis to really take that time in the morning and have that affirmation, or take that time to look after themselves like women with less responsibilities? What would be your advice to their schedule, how they could work on affirmation, inner power, inner strength, or, you know?
Wake up 1 hour before. If you wake up at 8, wake up at 7. Don't start telling me you haven't got the time. You just don't want to make the time. Clearly, if you're not making progress, it's because you don't want to do it. Wake up at 6 a.m. You normally wake up at 7, wake up at 6. A lot of people always tell me, but T, and you're tired? I will sleep when I die. That's that thing that I always say, oh, but I don't have the time for this. You don't want the time for it. Because we all have the time to do whatever we want to do, we will do it. Oh, but I've got 6 kids. Okay, so what time you wake up? What time you pick them up from the school? How about you ask somebody to help you? There's a way you can get an au pair in the house for a couple of £100 a month that will help you out. There's people that are looking for experience to work with kids. As long as they've got a good background, they can help you in the house. You gotta find the way forward, and there's always a way forward. I think people put too many excuses for what is obvious to get done, to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I say this to my girls all the time on the Women Academy. But T, I work 10 hours a day. Okay, so do you want to feel better? Yes. Do you want your physique to look better? Do you want to feel healthier? Then you work in 10 hours, you wake up at this time. Again, same thing. Wake up earlier. Do it.
Yeah, I felt the same. Like, we can put as much excuses on top of everything. But if you want, if you can work 10 hours for someone else, you definitely can find a 1 hour to work for yourself. Your own project, which is you, yourself. But we female has that responsibility embedded in us that, you know, everything comes first, but not ourselves, our own mental health bodies. And this is the thing that I think many men and I think women too has to understand, that if you're not healthy mentally, physically, you're not going to be as good of a wife, mother, friend, worker as if you could be, if you actually take that 1 hour, half an hour during the day to take care of only yourself selfishly. But yeah, let's talk about being selfish, because people think, you know, when you do take care of your physicality, which we do, and they might call us a little bit
shallow narcissist.
Yeah. Is that something that, let's talk about the being selfish part. What is it? Is that being selfish, or is that being actually looking after your self-esteem and confidence? What is it?
I think it's being a little bit intelligent. And the only reason why is because, as you said, if we don't have that time, we're not going to be on our best peak. So when somebody tells you, oh, but you're always moody, or you don't have the energy, well, how am I supposed to, if, for example, especially in relationships, this is what I always see. Oh, but you're being really selfish with your time. Wait a minute. When you met me, I was doing my thing. I was doing everything that I wanted to do for me to become a better version of myself, and for you to like who you're going to be spending your time with, your partnership. And then suddenly your life and a marriage and kids, and, you know, you suddenly all the time just disappears and goes into everybody else apart from yourself. No, that is totally wrong. So when somebody tells you that you're very selfish, or you're very shallow, or you just care about your physique, it's wrong. In a way, I think people throw it at you because it's a bit of a jealousy side of things. Wait a minute. You find a way to balance your life, to run a business, to work on your fitness, for you to do your radio station, for you to do your interviews. Why wouldn't you find that time for you? I feel if somebody tells you that you're being selfish, they're not being very logical about it. I will say it's a bit of jealousy, and I think they probably should look at themselves and think, why would I criticize somebody else to say they're selfish? Why would you do that? That's totally wrong. You are who you are, and you find a way forward that maybe other people haven't. Hey, maybe I'm selfish, but if I want to take a 6 month holiday when I've been running a business for over 20 years, I do have teachers working for me, deal with accounts, do my own branding, and looking after so many different people, why will I not be selfish? So even if you have an empire in a business, or you have a family, or even if you don't have it, why wouldn't you do it? Even if it's 50 people that you look after, or even if it's 2 kids in your family and your husband, you have to find the time. It's not selfish. I think it's intelligent.
So what's your guidance to inner happiness?
Those 3 points that I said before. Find time for people, but find time for yourself. Do something totally different every single day that will make you find another side of you. That's extremely important. Those, I would say probably them 2 points are my favorite, more than 3. Time with you, time with people, and then do something different every single day. It's important. And then obviously, as we said, find the positivity into the negative, because it's a learning lesson. A lot of us don't decide not to go to university. But what do? We go to the university of life. So going to the university of life teaches to find our versions as people a little bit harder, but I think in a way a little bit smarter.
So also, one thing that I found a lot within us female is the guilt that we feel if we are actually accomplished, have our own business.
Why?
Yeah, that's the question for our specialist, you, life coach. How to work with that girl, that especially that female girl? Because I found like men, if they want to do something, they're just gonna leave the house without even sometimes asking, "Are you okay with this?" or "Is that okay?" No. I need to watch a football. That's it. Period. Why do we feel guilty if we wanted to hang out with our girls, take care of our nails, go to the gym? What is that? How to deal with it?
I feel the only reason why women feel that way is because we have, by nature, we nurture. We nurture the kids, we nurture friends, unless obviously you have some kind of mental issue or you're just not that kind of person. But this is the reason why I think a lot of women feel guilty. They put priorities like, I have to cook, I have to clean, I have to tidy up, I need to get this done, I need to start. Wait a minute. Power out that energy into responsibilities, to the responsibility of you, which is the number one. So if somebody tells you, oh, but you got to work. Listen, we all have to pay our bills. That's just the logical thing. But why would you suppress who do you want to be for a duty? You have to be able to be content with everything that you have and who you are to be able to then move forward. So any moms, anybody that's going through a situation where they actually feel guilty, you need to stop right now. You need to stop cooking right now and walk outside the house and spend those 5 minutes listening to a nice podcast like this one. You need to go out there and just go for a quick run, like you love running. So you go out there and you just do what you gotta do for you. Step out, even if you're with your husband and the kids and everything's screaming, just go, listen, I need a minute right now and it's for me. Or if you need a day off, you get a nanny and you go out. And if you don't have the money, just call me. I'll find a way to babysit your
kids. We're going to give the number. Don't worry, guys.
You need to stop feeling guilty. Guilty and fear are those things that need to come out of women's system. And I work very hardly with our girls to actually get that going. And it's working. Stop thinking negatively, because it doesn't take you anywhere.
So I think you've covered that a little before, but do you feel physical health is connected with inner power? Do you see that connection where if you actually work so hard on your education as well as your looks and then physical strength, does that come as a package then later on, or maybe better, I would say, highlight your inner power? Do you see that connection, that bridge? Is there a bridge?
I mean, one of the things I do in Women Academy is when people say, but what can I do as a different thing today, T? Like, what do you suggest?
Because you have all these ladies that are businesswomen, that work for banks, hospitals, nothing to do with entertainment.
Nothing.
So they have to really get out of the comfort zone.
Correct. So when you're telling me that, is there a connection? 1,000,000%. One of my biggest activities and one of my biggest advices is, when you decide to do something different today, take it as movement. Go to a dance class, go for a run, go to the gym, get a personal trainer, even if you can't afford a personal trainer for 20 weeks or 100 weeks, then at least do a set of 10 sessions. So you can actually get yourself into a set of mind where you can go, I'm making this as a habit instead of a duty. So you spend that time doing an activity that will motivate you as a woman to come out of your box. The physical activity is connected to becoming better, because we are activating our energies, we're activating our hormones, we're happier. The happiness is on us. So if we don't do it, how is it going to work? If somebody can give me the answer to this and just telling me that sitting down on a desk with a laptop 24/7 is going to find you the happiness, it doesn't work. Even business people, they're standing up in front of people and telling them what to do. They get on a flight, they go here and there, and they get into the meditation, the saunas. You know, Tony every single morning has his moment, and he's around people and he has all that responsibility. So pay attention about what successful people are doing, not just the woman next door, not just the mom that takes the kids to school. Pay attention to people that are in a very good place in life and mentally look quite stable. They all do anything related to movement and physical activity.
Agree. So where people can find you, where they connect with you, if they're interested in you know, taking your Women's Academy, or maybe dance classes, or maybe fitness classes, who knows, where they can find you?
So you just, simple, everybody knows how to grab their phones and get on the internet, go to Safari, to Chrome, and type tamaracramer.com. You'll find it. You'll have the Women Academy online classes. You have the in-person. You can actually book a discovery call where we can actually have a chat on what you need to do. So you can book me and I will be directly with you. And this event's happening on a regular basis. I'm developing something for the following year that's going to be really exciting for the women. So if you want to get involved in a community of women that going what you're going through, if it's a bad relationship, you're under depression, you don't know what to do with your career, and you just want to feel motivated, go to tamaracramer.com.
And what's your Instagram?
I am Tamara Kramer.
Okay, perfect. She is Tamara Kramer. I can confirm that. All right, I would think on this note, we're going to finish our questions, but not that's not the end of the interview yet, because we have this part that is called Fat or Facts.
Oh.
And you tell me if those are facts or facts.
Oh, all right. She's going to push. She's going to put me on the spot.
Few questions. I think they're pretty simple one this time. So let's try it. Women have a better sense of smell than men. Fact or a fact?
Oh, I think it's a fact, but somebody's going to tell me off on this one at some point.
No, actually, according to my research, that's definitely a fact. Women do have stronger sense of smell than men. Maybe that's why we just cleaning and then telling them to take the rubbish out and wash your clothes, wash your socks, change your underwear. I don't know, but I guess that's the reason. All right, good. Next one. Women see more 20% more color than men because of the genetic mutation. Fact or a fact?
Fact.
Fact. That's correct. We do see different shades of grays and whites and blacks.
The 50 shades of gray.
Men see only white and black and that's it. It's that simple. No, I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I know some of you are more deep. Okay, another one. Women are better multitasker than men. Fact or fact?
That, you know what? This is just not just a fact. A fact, 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 fact.
And on top of the fact. But actually, I had a conversation about it with my boyfriend in the car. And he said, well, I wouldn't agree with that. And I'm just like looking at him like, you barely can do two things at the same time. And I have to do 22. So I guess we do not have to have that conversation.
Let's not argue.
Yeah, it's a fact, guys. It's a fact. And okay, next one. Is it harder to lose lower belly fat for a woman than it is for a man? Fat or a fact?
100,000,000% fact.
That's correct. We have the lower belly fat just because we have to carry the babies. So that fat over there is for purpose, guys. It's not just because that's your genetics. It's for the fact God created us to carry babies and that skin has to stretch during our pregnancy.
That's right.
So that's what it is.
I'm touching myself. I have it.
Yeah, well, we all have it. Listen, and unfortunately or fortunately it's there. And we should embrace it.
Yes, embrace love it. Don't hate it.
Okay, I guess, well, I mean, I'm not going to grill you no more on the hot seat. Well, you've answered it right, 100% correct. And it was all facts, guys, actually. All facts, no fats. And I will give you a few more if you're interested, because today is all about the women. Let me tell you this. Women speak 13,000 more words than a man on a daily basis. I mean, we do talk a lot.
We go on and on.
Let me tell you another one. According to UK studies, an average woman spends 18 years of her life dieting and... dieting. Can you believe? 18 years of their life of dieting. We're on the diet constantly. Let's just stop that and let's just have a healthy lifestyle. Because diet is not something that we should... think so hard. It should be just the healthy choice of your food and also enjoyment.
Unless you have a really bad habit and something's going on in your head that needs to be changed, right?
Yeah, exactly. And maybe a last one. An average woman eats 4 pounds, which is 1.8 kilograms of a lipstick in her lifetime.
I believe
that. Can you believe that?
I love lipsticks.
I bet we are gaining weight because of this, guys. All right, and that's the end of our interview. Well, that was a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking your time. Thank you so much for being with us and accepting the invitation. Any few last words of wisdom from I am Tamara Kramer, life coach?
I would say, if I can do it, so can you, right? So stop thinking negatively and find a bright side of life, no matter what you're going through.
Amen to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.
See you soon, guys.
And now, as usual, it's time for our workout. Okay, so team, today we again have 3 exercises. This time is all about high pace, high intensity, cardio and some fat burn. How does that sound? I hope you're excited. So listen up. We're going to work for 50 seconds, team, and we have only 10 seconds rest. So yes, we're increasing our work time and we're cutting a little bit our rest time, but that's okay, we can do it. We're going to have 3 rounds of the same 3 exercises. This time we have only 30 seconds break in between rounds. Wow, okay. We're getting there, team. We're getting there. So listen up. Our first exercise will be star jumps. Everyone knows how to do a star jumps. The little key points that I would like you to take on board is being very light on your feet. So try not to place your heels on the floor. Use both of your toes. Your toes soft for your knees, for your joints. We do not want to feel any impact on our joints, okay? So try to stay as light on your feet as you can. Slightly bend your arms and go as fast as you can for 50 seconds straight. Then we're moving to exercise number 2, which is squat jump forward and run backwards. So you go into your deep squat position, you're jumping forward like a frog jump as far as you can, and then you're quickly running backwards and you repeat the same exercise for 50 seconds. Your thighs should feel on fire. And the final one, very last one, team, we're going to do high knees. Again, please, please, please be light on your feet. Heels off the floor, bow of your feet, and run, 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 run. Those knees go as high towards your chest as possible. Please do not have dead arms, dead hands. Use your arms with you. So think like you're actually running in a park, on the road, and you're using your arms. Woo! Okay. How does that feel, team? Pure cardio, pure fat burn, you should feel pretty sweaty. After those 3 exercises, take 30 seconds break and you're going to do round number 2 and round number 3. Yes, 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 team, how are we doing? Please make sure you tag me in your workout. Please send me your version of your workout. If you have any additional questions or any new questions, please visit my Instagram and DM me fitnesswithnk. I will upload for you those exercises on my Instagram, so make sure you check it out. Good luck, team, and I see you next time. In a study of thousands of women around the world, only 13% were satisfied with their beauty, and 30% reported satisfaction with their body weight and shape. My beautiful ladies, please, find no matter what time for yourself. Focus on your hobbies. Take a hot bath. Take a deep breath. Sometimes say no. Set boundaries. Let go of perfection. Stop pressuring yourself to do everything yourself. Don't neglect your physical and mental health. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as well as our short workout together. Share with me your thoughts, comments, DM me with your life stories. If you have any questions or you would like me to talk about any particular subject, please contact me. Follow me on Instagram, fitnesswithnk, where you can leave your message. Make sure you visit my website, www.nataliakotowska.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.